Welcome to the Real Docs Podcast. Hosted by Dr. Britt Lesher and Dr. Lisa John. Tune in every Wednesdays for new episodes. This podcast does not act as medical advice and should not be used as a substitute for medical care. Please contact your healthcare professional for questions regarding your health.
Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 6 of the Real Docs Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Dr. Lisa Jung.
And I'm Dr. Britt Lesher.
Today, as you can probably see between what is between Dr. Britt and I, we are trying 4 different Erewhon smoothies.
So excited.
Very excited. They look so yummy. We tried really hard to not start drinking this before we started filming. But they are the Hailey Bieber Strawberry Glazed Smoothie, the Malibu Mango, the Kid Leroy, the girls. Smoothie, and the Gary Brecka Perfect Amino Smoothie, mm-hmm. Something along that line. For those of you who don't know Erewhon, are you living under a rock? Just kidding.
Fun fact, it's nowhere spelled backwards.
Yes.
We just learned that.
So for those of you who don't know Erewhon, it is basically a very bougie, beautifully organized, I don't even want to call it grocery store because I feel like it doesn't, it's technically a grocery store by function, but it's
like boutique.
Yeah.
Groceries.
Like a lot of organic stuff, a lot of like health and wellness related things. You know, if you've also heard about it on TikTok or Instagram, they're also the one that is selling those sphere ice balls for $32, you know, that kind of sort of stuff. So it's also where apparently celebrities love to shop for their groceries.
This is a little clip of the Erewhon drink section. It is so organized and beautiful.
I live probably 8 minutes away from the nearest one. It's pretty dangerous, but I don't go often. Sometimes I just gander from afar.
Yeah, these were like probably $100 total, close to $100 total. Yeah. So not the most reasonably priced smoothies, but supposedly they have a lot of really good health benefits for each one of them. And they're curated together with the Erewhon team and the person that sponsors it, right? So we'll kind of talk through the ingredients and kind of like why these things are considered to be like health foods and why they're incorporating them into the smoothies, and then do our little like test taste and see if we like them, which I'm excited about.
Yes, I will say both of us have tried the Hailey Bieber one already. I think the other three are new to us. I would say also 3 of the 4 are sponsored or inspired, made by a certain person, minus the Malibu Mango.
Right.
I think that's just Erewhon as themselves. So everything minus the Hailey Bieber one is going to be true reaction. And
let's dive in.
The first one that we're going to try is the Girls Chocolate Smoothie by the Kid Leroy.
So I've been eyeing out this Kid Leroy one.
Ingredients.
Malt. I'm going to mix it up a little bit.
Yes. Malk, organic chocolate almond milk, Armra colostrum, Huel Daily Greens, scratch chocolate ganache, cocoa powder, cocoa nibs, banana, avocado, almond butter, dates, whey protein. Ooh, I might need a digestive enzyme for this. Mm. Tokos, I don't know what Tokos is.
I looked it up. It's like rice bran. Oh, they commonly use it to like as like a thickener.
Oh, gotcha. Maca, sea salt, pitaya, coconut cream.
That is so bomb. If you like a peanut butter banana chocolate smoothie.
I'm guessing the pitaya is the pink.
The pink stuff. Okay.
For some reason, I thought it was strawberry.
A quick intermission.
Okay. I got my digestive enzyme for
that is pretty bomb. Thing. Not gonna lie. That's pretty bomb. It's like chocolatey, velvety, smooth. Ooh. Probably the ganache. And it has quite a few like thickeners in it, right?
Oh my God.
That is very chocolatey. It just tastes like peanut butter, chocolate, banana smoothie.
The chocolate is like actual rich. Chocolate. Yeah, like pretty rich. Not like those like fake chocolate flavoring. It's like actual chocolate.
I mean, I never really considered the Kid Leroy as like a health influencer of sorts. He's not really someone that I consider in like the health and wellness space. So it's kind of just interesting. Maybe they're just like pairing up for popularity. But one thing that I saw in here that I have been seeing all over the place is the Armour colostrum that's been getting sold all over the internet on TikTok. So what is colostrum? You've probably heard of colostrum in the terms of like women that just have come out of labor producing their first milk, right? It's considered like the early milk post-labor, when your milk comes in after you've like delivered a baby. So this is not obviously human colostrum. This is bovine colostrum or cow colostrum. So it's like the early kind of milk that comes in to feed the baby calves. And I think a big thing that people like colostrum or want to use colostrum for is obviously for those GI benefits, but supposedly colostrum has a lot of really good vitamins, minerals, nutrients, antibodies. So one of the very important things that are part of colostrum is their immunoglobulins or IgG. If you can think about it, that's how we, you know, protect our young when they're babies. They don't have a very strong and robust immune system when they're first born. And so they rely on the mother's milk for those types of things. So there's a lot of really good benefits to taking colostrum. However, it is a dairy product, right? It's a milk. So people who have milk allergies, that's why Lisa had to take her, Dr. Lisa had to take her enzyme, right? You should be mindful of these things because it does have dairy in it. Colostrum does have dairy in it. So people who have milk allergies and things like that should be mindful of that.
I think the other piece too, and the reason why not only the colostrum, but the other stuff that's in here, whey protein. Whey is one of the proteins that is found in dairy products, along with casein and lactose. Lactose is more of the sugar versus the casein and the whey are the proteins. So I'm, funny enough, more sensitive to the protein. So as soon as I read whey, I was like, gotta take my enzymes.
Time to weigh in with my digestive enzyme.
Yes.
So tocos, I looked it up. It's considered a superfood and it has a lot of really great sources of vitamin E. It's considered rice bran solubles. So
like
they,
tocopherol.
Yeah. So tocopherols is another way for us to say like the constituents in vitamin E that are like beneficial. So tocos. I had never used it, but supposedly it's sold in like packages and you can just put it into like as like a thickener. People use it to make smoothies and ice creams and things like that.
Okay. I would say probably goes same way in terms of people who have like some sensitivity to rice. Like I would say typically a lot of like gut issue patients are more prone to being sensitive. I would say, honestly, looking at the entire ingredient, my guess is I don't really know Kid Laroi all that well. I'm going to guess this is maybe like a promo for like his album coming out or something. Ingredients aren't bad, but definitely I feel like it's a little more of like a mishmash of like, here's things that we think are good for you. And like we put it all in together and that's really it. It looks beautiful. Yeah. But
it also has lion's mane. So lion's mane is the mushroom that's been heavily studied with like cognition and memory and things like that. Looks like a brain, which is very interesting how nature works that way sometimes. Yes. But yeah, I tried to find, even for all of these, tried to find the nutritional labels for them, which is kind of sketch that they don't put the nutritional labels on the website along with their ingredients. Like most of the time you can find like, how much sugar is in this? How much protein is in this? Right. How many calories is this? So it's very interesting that they don't list it. And I tried to do a search on the internet. It's very hard to like figure out how much you're drinking. I mean, it tastes like there's a lot of sugar in it. I will just say that. It's one of those things like we're not drinking these things every single day, right? You're going to drop $100 on a smoothie every day. I don't think so. So anyway, that's just our little tidbit on it.
One thing I found is that it's not a promo for like a new album. It's like a proceed that goes to the Laroi Foundation that helps youth access the entertainment industry and supports mental health in underserved communities.
That's cool. Nice. Okay. That's really cool.
That makes more sense. Ingredient list wise, give it like 4 out of 10.
Oh, I was going to say 7.
Flavor wise, like taste and flavor wise and like appearance wise, I would say like 7.5.
Yeah, I agree.
But like ingredient formulation, I'm going to give it 4 out of 10.
Also, yeah, we don't know how much of each of these things they're putting in here. So yeah, it's kind of hard. Yeah. All right, on to the next.
I'm going to go with the Malibu Mango because I heard a lot of great things about dish one. It's pretty popular, if I remember correctly.
So this is called the Malibu Mango Smoothie. It has organic coconut water, vanilla collagen, organic maple syrup, organic mango, organic pineapple, organic banana, organic orange juice, lion's mane, again, organic coconut flakes, and organic coconut cream.
Oh my God.
I want to try.
It tastes like almost like a mango cheesecake.
Mm.
Really good. Really creamy. Really like,
wow.
Nice little tart from the mango, but it's not like overly tart. Mm.
Like an orange dreamsicle, but
yeah,
more. Actually, I'm getting more orange dreamsicle than mango. Yeah. Well, I don't like know if I've ever had
mango,
a drink.
Mango orange dreamsicle.
Mm, that's delicious.
But without the dairy, it feels like Hawaii.
It does.
In a cup.
It feels like a pina colada minus the alcohol. It is kind of like a little tropical vacation in your mouth.
You know, nothing that really stands out when it comes to ingredient list, other than like it's a lot of organic stuff. Lion's mane, I will say, as much as I love lion's mane, I feel like it's like kind of become the
like a trendy
food that's just been like plugged in like everything and anything, and like a lot of brands kind of give themselves the label of like, oh, we have this superfood, blah blah blah. And again, not to like downplay the benefits of lion's mane, but it's like they just kind of sprinkle it everywhere like sugar.
Like I said, they don't have the listed like how many milligrams of lion's mane they're using. So it could literally just be like a teaspoon. And like in what form are you using it in, right? Because there's tinctures, there's powder form, all of those types of things. So it's really hard to say if this is going to have like the lion's mane like benefits if you're not even taking at a therapeutic dose. But tastes effing delicious.
Mm-hmm. I mean, collagen, I would say the other health food, really good for the gut, good for the skin, good for your joints, lubrication. But I don't know. What would you give this?
Taste-wise, I would give it... Ooh, it's so hard because like taste-wise, I like it just as much as the Kid Leroy one, but just in a different way because it's more fruitier versus the Kid Leroy one is like a little bit more smoother and chocolatier. Taste-wise, it's probably like a 7.58. And then ingredient-wise, it's probably like a 4, like a 3. It doesn't really have as many of like the benefits. It's really just like a smoothie.
I would say like formula-wise, I would put it at like 3 out of 10. Honestly, you can probably get all the ingredients and make it at home, like save your money on it. Flavor wise,
you're a fruity person.
I am a fruity person, but it's like it's good. I would say like 7, just because it's good, but it's like nothing also jumps out.
Nothing new.
Yeah.
On to the next.
You want to do the Gary?
Okay.
All right.
I'm kind of concerned about this when I was telling Dr. Lisa that. Because this is the amino one and it has aminos in it. And I've tried amino blends before and they're usually not very palatable. So we shall see.
Kind of like powdery.
They're like sulfury for some reason, I always think of.
I can see that. Probably like the cysteine or something.
So I'm going to try to mix it up to get some of that like cream at the bottom.
Yes. So this is the Gary Brecka Perfect Amino Smoothie. Gary Brecka, if I remember correctly, I know we were texting about this. He's a pretty popular biohacker, kind of like in the same like genre of people as like Dave Asprey of Bulletproof Coffee. But I don't really know too much about him, so I can't really speak on that behalf. So the ingredients, Body Health Perfect Amino. Dr. Britt's face is not very promising. Body Health Red. What the fudge is that? I'm guessing red powder, Elevate hydrogen infused water, organic coconut milk, organic lemon juice, keto maple syrup, organic raspberry, organic blueberry, organic strawberry, organic cauliflower rice, organic avocado, and organic coconut cream.
You go for it.
I'm scared now.
It's actually not as bad. It doesn't have the sulfury taste that I was thinking, but it's very, there is a distinct taste. It's a tart. It's very tart, sour.
You know what this tastes like? Exactly a flavored amino acid powder.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like, they usually try, like, amino blends that I've seen are usually like
citrusy,
very, they try to hide it with citrusy. And I wonder if it's just because like a natural amino blend would be sour.
It tastes like a strawberry jam.
Yeah,
but like a little,
it's sour.
It's like not real strawberry jam. Obviously there's no like additional sugar minus like the maple syrup.
Right.
But it tastes like a fake sugar strawberry jam.
Yeah. I would not purchase that again.
Honest truth.
Sorry.
Sorry, Gary. Sorry,
Gary. Yeah, Gary Brecka is one of, like, I've seen his videos all over the place. And one of the first things that I personally like to do when someone like that is talking all over the internet is look up like where they're credentialed, where they went to school, like what are they labeling themselves on the internet? Because if they're not forthcoming about where they went to school and they're not forthcoming about what their degrees are and they're not forthcoming about what kind of like provider they actually are, then it's super sus red flags. And if there's one thing that we have commonly said over and over and over again, is that you really want to vet where you're getting your information from. It's very plausible that someone with no background in health, are you like,
I'm washing it down right now with mango. With the mango. Sorry.
It's very common that, like, you know, people will not disclose what type of provider they are. And yes, anyone off the street can read, you know, nutritional labels and articles and make their opinion about it. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But when you're directing masses of people towards or away from certain things, you really want to be careful about what you're saying and generalizing things like that. This is, from what I was seeing, it's supposed to be as kind of like a workout recovery with like the aminos. I know, like, if you think of like people who take BCAs, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the amino acid type blend to help with like exercise and body performance. And obviously with someone who's like a biohacker, he's very much into like performance and things like that. So what else is in here again? It's amino acid packed that supports nitric oxide production, boosts energy levels, and helps promote overall optimal health. Oh, it's also super powered with functional fuel, which is hydrogen infused water. So very interesting. So I think that's kind of like how people do the oxidize or the kind of extra oxygenated water. So this one has like extra hydrogen in it.
The research is kind of limiting, but there are some studies out there in terms of hydrogen infused water, like additional hydrogen infused water in terms of muscle recovery and sports recovery, like that endurance and whatnot. So like, I get that.
So they just like put extra hydrogen gas into the water or something, yeah. make it bubble.
Make it bubbly. Honestly, I've tried the Elevate hydrogen infused water as its own. You can get it like as a can. It just tastes like water.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I honestly, this was one and once only, and I wasn't doing anything crazy with my routine or mm-hmm. like working out like a superhuman. So like, I don't know the difference, but mm-hmm. pretty cool. I do love a good like functional health foods and things like that. When you said nitric oxide formation or support, I'm guessing the Body Health Reds that's in there, it's like a red powder, which probably has beets in it, and beets are probably one of the most superfood when it comes to supporting nitric oxide. That basically keeps your blood vessels open, so, you know, better blood flow, especially when you're working out, you know, really good for heart function, all that kind of sort of stuff. So
I really want to know what this Body Health Reds is now.
I don't know. Is Body Health his brand? Is that why?
It is. So Body Health Reds. So he has like a greens and a reds one. I actually don't know if this is his brand or not.
At least he promotes it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he promotes it. So it does have a blend of like amino acids and then antioxidant blend that makes it red.
So he added amino, and then on top of that,
the greens,
a red powder that also has aminos. Well, it says perfect amino and then body health reds. So is it just the red combined, or is it?
That's why I was thinking, like, maybe it's both of them, because this one says perfect amino. Okay, we're confused.
Okay, Erwan, please
we're confused,
clarify.
And we're also confused about his credentials.
Please clarify. Questionable. Anybody can be a biohacker, you know? And,
yeah.
And I really love about, like, biohacking, and especially also, like, naturopathic functional world, is that people are dedicated to their health. So I do love that. I do love the whole hacking to be at your best health and whatnot. But again, kind of like Dr. Britt mentioned, if they don't really, you know, I would fact check, or, you know, really kind of look into even some of the things that not only, you know, Gary says, but everybody says, you know, same thing, like for us, anything that we say, please feel free to, you know, double check on your end if you're, you know, questioning certain things, or, you know, ask questions. But, you know, don't take any person's words as Bible.
Yeah, because I also get concerned around, like, people who are making health claims that are not practicing in a clinical setting that they can manage these people, or, like, if people have side effects, or, like, if they're not even used to seeing patients and making these recommendations and getting feedback from the recommendations that they're making, there's no way to really test their claims, right?
Yeah.
If they're not doing it in a clinical setting. So clinical setting is in, like, you're seeing patients. Formula wise, it's okay. I think it's trying harder to be, like, on the healthier side with all of, like, the reds and the blends and the hydrogen infused water. It has more of, like, the good stuff. So I would probably give it formula wise, 5, like, it's mid. Taste wise, 2-1. 2-1. 1.5.
I would say formula wise, I would agree with you. I was gonna give it 6, but okay. The cauliflower rice just throws me off
for that extra.
That just
vibe.
Bugs me. Why it's in there? Taste wise,
you like? I feel like you like more fruity, citrusy, tart stuff.
Yeah, but not like this.
Okay.
3 out of 10. And honestly, I kind of retract back what I said with Malibu. I forget what I gave it the flavor.
I think you gave it like a 7 or 8.
Okay. I think 8 was the Kid Leroy.
Okay, I forget.
Okay, whatever I said about Malibu Mango, I'm going to add 1 point.
Okay, yeah.
This kind of made me question reality.
All right.
All right. Our last one, and our favorite, probably.
Yeah.
To be biased here.
Hailey Bieber's Strawberry Glaze Skin Smoothie. All right. So we got almond milk again, organic bananas, organic strawberries, organic avocado, organic dates, organic maple syrup, vital proteins, vanilla collagen, vanilla stevia, sea moss, organic coconut cream, and Driscoll's organic strawberry glaze.
Mm.
I mean, I already know I'm going to like this one.
I love that one. Love that one. It's like you're frolicking in
strawberry fields,
ripe strawberry field in the middle of a hot, breezy summer day.
I was surprised about how good this tasted when we first had it. And then I forget. And then I'm like, this is actually really good. Especially if you're a strawberry lover or just a berry flavor lover.
It's like, you know how earlier with Gary's, we said it tastes like a fake strawberry jam. This tastes like actual strawberries. Obviously there's, yeah, you know, actual strawberries in there, but like really like true strawberry flavor. It's nice, creamy, just like, and like not overly sweet either. And I mm-hmm. think the sea moss in there kind of gives it like a nice jelly like texture to it, along with the collagen.
Yeah,
it's just so like, it's a glaze.
Yep,
it's a glaze.
Yep, it is. Really, I love it. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. I love sea moss. I love the collagen. Probably, you know, in terms of like the skin aspect of things, a lot of these also have like, especially the berries and the technically berry glaze, really mm-hmm. great in terms of like vitamin C, which is also good for your collagen.
So sea moss is literally what it sounds like. It's like algae, right? And seaweed. Oftentimes they, yeah, like seaweed. And oftentimes people use it as kind of like, they use it for, they blend it up and make kind of this jelly-like consistency because it's kind of like a thickener, right? And so I know you guys know what I'm talking about. People all over the internet scooping up sea moss and telling people to eat sea moss and things like that. And we've tried a couple of different ones. Some of them nasty tasting, and some of them are actually okay and decently flavored. The idea is that they have the minerals of the sea, the minerals of the ocean.
Like, and 92 minerals or something like that. Minerals and vitamins, something of that sort.
Yeah, so a lot of people have been promoting sea moss and things like that. I can't taste it at all in this, but it does have like that creamy.
Yeah, most times like sea moss in general, when you blend it up, like they don't really have much of a taste. Like maybe like ever so like diluted like salt water, like maybe like a seaweed sort of a taste, but like very, very minute.
Yeah.
And then most brands, depending on the product and flavor and things like that, they'll add other things to flavor it up. I think maybe because of the components of sea moss when it comes to like the polysaccharides, which basically gives it that like slippery, jelly-like texture and consistency, that's really great when it comes to like skin barrier support, even like wound healing. Mm-hmm. It's like really good for like the gut lining and all that stuff. So I like that. It's a good formula.
That makes sense for like if it's like skin proponent, yeah. Right? The one thing that I will say though about sea moss, other than like some people may not like the taste or it may be an acquired taste for some people, is that it does contain naturally derived like carrageenan. And carrageenan is something that sometimes people don't tolerate very well. Like if it's found in like milks and things like that, not saying like a small dose of sea moss is going to have a ton of carrageenan that you're going to be exposed to, but just know that it is a naturally, you know, it's a natural source of carrageenan. So some people don't do well with that.
Yeah. I feel like most times like in the milk and whatnot, it's like a synthetic like mass.
Maybe they make
like
it.
What is it called? Like concentrated like component of it. But I love this smoothie.
Okay, so formula rating. I like it better than all of the others. I would give it a 7, 8, 9 formula wise.
Sorry, I just got like a weird bitter taste in the back of my mouth. I was like, what is that?
8.5. Final answer.
Flavor-wise.
I'll just say 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
I would say formula-wise, I would say 8.5. Yeah. 8.5. I think there's some other things that could have gone in. I think I would personally add that would make it good in terms of more of the formulation. But I think out of everything, 8. Flavor. 10.
10. We love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love trying out like and like first impression and everything. It's like the most like even on like TikTok and things like that when people try new stuff, new foods, whatever, like I love it because it's like you see the genuine reaction and obviously you saw our genuine reaction
or heard.
If you're not watching this on YouTube, you should watch the YouTube version. Really.
Like, yeah, a plug for the YouTube.
Yeah. Because our faces, the genuine,
says it all.
Genuine face expressions, especially around Gary.
Thanks for tuning in and watching us try out these Erewhon smoothies. If there are any other things that you guys want us to real-time taste test, please let us know. Comment on our YouTube. Send us a DM on Instagram. Send us a DM on TikTok. Send us a DM on wherever you can DM us. And also comment and let us know because we want to really know what you guys are wanting to see. If there's anything that you're like, I want to try that, but I'm scared I might not like the taste. We will be your guinea pigs for you because we're used to, honestly, I feel like medical school, naturopathic medical school geared us up to like try these different things. And so even like different herbs and things like that, if you're curious what they taste like, that was one thing that we actually had to do was taste these different herbs. So stay tuned for more really great content this season. And as always, be real
and stay well.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Real Docs Podcast. Don't forget to like and share this episode and follow us on our social media pages. Tune in every Wednesday for more episodes.